This is Healy Jones, VP of Financial Strategy here at Cruise Consulting. And I want to say thanks to our podcast sponsor, ARK. At Cruise, we've got a number of clients successfully using ARK to manage their deposits, payments, access financing, all in one place. One of the things that ARK provides that's really great is over $250,000 in FDIC coverage. Their insurance program goes beyond the standard limit, and it secures up to $5.25 million. So startups that have even more cash than that can go and access treasury solutions that provide yield and safety. If you're a startup looking for a secure financial solution that can help you scale, please check out our sponsor, ARK, at ARK.tech.
Welcome to Founders Friends Podcast with Scott Owen of Cruise Consulting. And today, my very special guest is Stacey Edgar of Venturer. Welcome, Stacey.
Thanks, Scott. So glad to be here.
Oh, my pleasure. And by the way, just I have a personal investment in the company, just so everyone knows, but I think Stacey's built something super duper cool. And I've seen it since literally her and her co-founder were scraping by and getting things together. And now the company's doing really well. So this is an inspirational conversation. Still a long way to go, but you guys are doing really, really well. It's exciting. Maybe just retrace your career a little bit and how you had the idea for a venture.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Venturer is really a family story. And I founded the company with my brother. He is our chief technology officer. He's one of the best engineers you could ever meet. But we grew up in a family of entrepreneurs, and health insurance has been this lifelong family burden. Our parents were self-employed, meaning that our only option as a family was an individual plan. Mm. And the first year of our parents' business, they got really sick.
Oh, God.
I'm glad to tell you, my dad's still here. He's the one who got sick. And what we credit when we look back over the last three decades, there's two things that made all the difference. Our ability to choose our plan, which meant we could keep the same providers, build a 30-year relationship with the same doctors. And then also that choice meant we could be proactive about our health care, our health insurance costs, and think about it as a financial management tool. Otherwise, I would not be sitting in front of you today. I'd be somewhere else, probably paying off that debt that we
Bankruptcy, health bankruptcy or health benefits or health bill bankruptcy is like a plague in the United States. So I'm exactly. Really glad your family made it through that, because that could have been really, really bad there.
Yes, we never faced that directly, but we were always on the edge. And so what we do as a company is we bring the best parts of that journey, that choice, that individual control to the whole employer market at a way better price point. And we do so through what's called an individual coverage health reimbursement arrangement. Now that sounds a mouthful. The acronym is ICHRA. But all it means is that a business is providing cash to their employees. And the employee gets to pick whatever they want on market as long as it meets the Affordable Care Act requirements. It's pre-tax for the employee and tax deductible for the company. And we've built this comprehensive solution. And the star of our show is our AI technology to help people to pick the best plan for them. So I'll pause there. That's a story, but basically we are on a mission to solve health insurance affordability for this country.
It's really cool. So ICHRA is ICHRA for anyone who's okay. So type in ICHRA Venturer, VENTEUR, if you're listening to this or watching this, you want to learn more. And so when I was in business school, like in 2005, 2007, like consumer directed healthcare was like a really big thing, and it was emerging and things like that. And that's kind of what you're playing on, right? Like you're letting the consumer make smart decisions and they get reimbursed by the employer. Is that kind of the concept?
Yeah. Yeah. That's completely right. And get a load of the statistics. So one of our employers, 3,000 employees, guess how many plans, health insurance carriers, and how many health plans their employees have picked across
that. Oh, God. Like that they have to pick over, like they choose from like 10?
They choose from a couple hundred.
Oh, okay. But, wait, those, because they're directing their own money, they get to buy their own plan. Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. I got it.
Yeah. That one company has 300 health plans.
Oh my gosh. And you guys administer it all for them. So the company doesn't, it's not a burden for the company. That's really cool.
Yeah. Wow. So it's one check per month for the company and then literally 300 health plans. And on top of that, you might have a family that has mom on one plan, dad on another plan, and it gets even more. The personalization is so huge. And you might be thinking, why would you ever do that? It's actually, a huge asset in terms of maybe the doctors that mom wants are with this carrier and the doctors that dad wants are with this carrier, or maybe someone has really high needs, they should be on a platinum plan, but the rest of the family, they can get by with bronze or silver.
Oh. And I can see why the AI stuff is important here, because then I didn't realize the scope of how many plans you're kind of combing through. So if you're combing, if you're an employee and you're combing through 300 potential plans, you need a little bit of help, right? That's absolutely. That's where Venture comes in.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That and making it one check for the employer. So so it's easy for the employer, I assume.
Yes.
That's really cool. Wow, that's amazing. So you, and you said that company, that client has 3,000 employees. You guys, you kind of span the spectrum, right? There's like some smaller companies, but then a lot of big companies are using you. Is it the big companies get so much value out of this that they're kind of like, they can't say no price-wise? Like it's just that, and I guess the personalization, right?
Yeah. So that 3,000 person employer, actually their story is amazing. They saved $9 million switching from a self-funded plan. This for them, this is 1 year. And this is actually, they increased their benefit level by doing this too.
Wow.
Like they fund 132% of a gold plan. So like they cover all of your premiums. And then the other thing people don't always know about ICHRAs is you can use the remaining cash for any out-of-pocket expense. Like, and that's also considered pre-tax as well, like deductibles, co-pays. There's a universe where you can plan this out and pay nothing for healthcare in a year and have it covered, fully covered and paid for. Prescriptions, new pair of glasses.
Wow.
The even massage.
How can they too. I mean, $9 million is a ton of money. So how is it just because like these personalized plans are just so much cheaper, or how does it work?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's the first question that people ask when I tell that story. Also, like $9 million, that's not even our biggest savings now. Like our biggest savings, same profile of employer, $23 million.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know.
So like how, where does it come from? How does it work?
Okay. So when you buy an individual plan, you actually buy a plan that's underwritten at the state level.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
If you think about California, there's actually 2 million people in the California state risk pool. It's basically an ACA plan. You think about covered California, but any plan that's underwritten directly by a carrier, that's in that risk pool too. So
it's kind of like standardized, right? Because I have founders always ask me like what, you know, they're trying to save money and it's like there's no difference the up to like 20 employees or 25 employees or something like that. It's all kind of so standardized that it's not even there's nothing to shop for, basically. Right. Is that what you're kind of saying?
That's correct for this small group side. On the individual side. Yeah. It's basically like insurance is all about law of numbers. Right. The bigger the risk pool, the more stable it is, the more volume discounts you have. And so it's really just economies of scale in basically what's called basically the Obamacare markets. That's what's happened.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the states have basically reinsured those risk pools. And instead of you know, like negotiating for a couple hundred people or a couple thousand people, you're negotiating for a couple million people.
Yeah.
And that's where this, you can basically see the same doctor for the same thing at like a fraction of the price because of
so the economies of scale, the bargaining leverage that the state has over those plans. And this is for individual plans, right? Not
that's
small
correct.
Group. Is that what you're yeah. Okay. I got it. So instead of the employees all going on the company's small group plan, they're all buying individual insurance and they, because they're part of that $2 million or just giant risk pool, the insurance, the carriers are giving a better deal because they're like, oh my gosh, if I can get 2 million consumers versus 1,000 consumers, of course I'm going to give a much better deal because I want that volume essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So the economic case there is staggering and that's where we see, that's what keeps me going, seeing businesses save hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, seeing families do the same because of the flexibility.
Do these customers like take you out to dinner every night or something? Like what are the, I mean, they've got to be like ecstatic about, I mean, that's just a humongous amount of money to be saving.
Was for the, so for that $9 million, the customer that saved $9 million, that was 175 jobs saved. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they don't need to take me to dinner. That's the reward of that.
Unless they want to.
Yeah.
So, and then how do these, how are you marketing this? How are you talking? Because it sounds like you're working with some pretty big companies. You know, my world is like startups and 5, 10, 50, 100 person companies is like where I've lived for a very long time. But like you're getting clients in the thousands. Like how are they finding you? How do you talk to them?
Well, I think that I want to come back to startups for a second because we also serve startups. Our smallest customer has one employee.
Oh, wow.
So, Yeah. So, and actually that's so easy. We love that. We use our own product as a startup as well. So we love serving startups. We actually are a perk for Techstars 500 startups, and happy to offer that same startup discount to anybody in the cruise world as well.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Larger clients, and so, more mid.
And so those startups who I've been telling, hey, it's tough to, you know, everything's standardized. You're not going to get that great of a deal no matter what. This is an option. This is for those, those entrepreneurs, and they can sign up with Venture, and then you will handle all the administration, one check to them.
Yes.
But you're letting their employees be, and you're letting people buy across states too, right? It's not just correct. In California. That's actually a big deal nowadays with people working remotely. The intrastate stuff drove a lot of complexity. I know it did for us years ago. Like it drove a lot of complexity.
Yeah. The biggest thing is that you're basically, because you have cash, if say you're an employee in New York, you would buy a plan in New York with a New York provider network, even if you're working for a California company.
Oh, okay. That's how it works. That's how you get to make it easy. Okay. Yeah. That makes tons of sense.
And that's actually gives better access to care to the individual too. Yeah.
Yep. Makes total sense. Okay. And so they find you what's going on? Like are you guys just like the toast of the town at like the trade shows and stuff like that? And they just find out I guess in the HR world or benefits world, everyone knows each other, I assume too, right? So they're refer a friend and things like that.
They really do. We do have a lot of referrals, but actually our main go to market to date has been through insurance carriers. They were the ones that helped us spread the word, helped us spread the word with brokers, especially. And you may remember this. We were part of the Techstars United Healthcare accelerator 2 years ago. So then we ended up working with, we work with United today, even still, and they help us spread the word, but also so does some of the regional carriers that basically stand to gain a lot through this model.
Is that because they're picking up volume in the individual market? Like, because I would think, oh, insurance carriers, if they're someone saving $9 million, that might be coming out of their pocket, but there's certain carriers who are basically adopting you to take market share. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah. So think about in California, the equivalent would be maybe like a Sharp health plan or a Sutter health plan, who's really well known in that region, but they're not going to be as competitive for larger groups because they don't have the national coverage.
Oh,
so this becomes an acquisition vehicle.
Yeah. And so they're like, well, we still don't want to be national, but if we can get way more people in California and Venture will help the people outside of California find great plans too, then it's a great selling point for them. That makes a ton of sense. I'm processing all this. I've known the general idea, but like, it's really neat how you're like in there and you're creating all these incentives for individual carriers to operate in a way that's different. Right. And like, that makes tons of sense. If someone just wants to be an expert in California, they can do that and they can take, and then they can plug into your network. So you become this giant network over time.
Yeah. I think that's also where medium and longer term, that's where our AI becomes even more valuable. What we're about to see is this hyper-personalization in healthcare. Today we have this really a one size or two size fits all model. And that's built on employer-sponsored healthcare. When we have the technology, we have the distribution channels to offer personalized healthcare where each person can really pick, okay, what deductible I want, which line items make sense for me in terms of, is maybe the behavioral health copay is the most important thing I need to optimize for, or specialty care. So basically we're able to hyper-personalize at the individual level. And that is going to change the whole industry in terms of insurance carrier incentives, provider incentives, and the economics behind it. We're already seeing that with our insurance carrier partners that we're working with, and excited to be a partner in writing the future.
So do some of them say, to take that kind of specialization, the California specialization example, do some of them, you're saying some of them will specialize in specific kinds of care because they know that that's going to get them picked? Is that kind of what you're saying? Like, they're like, oh, there's a segment consumers who are underserved. And if we, now that we've got, we can plug into the Venture network, we're going to get more demand. So let's specialize in a couple other of these client or these consumer categories and do even better. Is that what you're saying?
100%. And on top of that, I do think it'll work in the reverse where there's certain line items where they're like, no way. And they're going to like price it accordingly.
Got it.
Yeah. But something that people don't know about the individual market, it's also true of Medicare. On a certain segment of line items, the government actually pays a risk adjustment fee. So you actually, as a carrier, you get the premium and then you get an additional payment.
Oh, I didn't know that. And because they want to incentivize you to take someone with like chronic heart disease or something like that, or some terrible something.
So interesting. Actually, the most profitable people member on the individual market, which is totally different from commercial, are people who are chronically ill and sick.
Because they can't find coverage. So the state, that's where the state underwriting comes in. Their states are supplementing that to make sure they get coverage. Oh, wow. Right. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the ways they can get such better. That's why this works, because they can get better coverage and it's a win-win for everybody. Interesting.
Yeah, that's correct.
And the state benefits because these people are getting health coverage. And so they're not like going into the hospital emergency system or other, like, how does that benefit the state to supplement that?
Well, for ACA, all carriers have to pay into a common risk pool, pot of money. So the ones who have more healthy populations, you're going to pay in and not get money back. The ones who have the people with the highest needs, they get the biggest checks. So that's where actually, like, you totally want, if you're an insurance carrier, you want folks who've got some stuff going on with
them. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so cool. I have a, you don't know this about me, but I ran a, or started a patient support community of people with rare diseases called Ben's Friends like 15 years ago, 17 years ago. And we had people with rare diseases. And so this is before Obamacare, and a lot of them would get dropped or couldn't get coverage for preconditions because like, it was just like it was terrible. These people were just sick out of no control of their own. And all of a sudden they'd be looking at bankruptcy or things like that because they just couldn't pay for their stuff. So that's really cool that the states are subsidizing that.
Yeah, no, that's a huge reform. I'm glad you were part of that.
Okay, so what do people need to know? Like, if you're a startup, mostly going to be startups listening to this, but hey, I went to Kellogg and there's a lot of big company people that probably listen to this too. Like, if you're working at a startup, give them the sales pitch. And if they're a 5 or 10,000 person company, give them the sales pitch.
Sure. Well, if you're a startup, biggest thing is this takes you out of picking out health insurance for your employees.
Oh, that's a great point. There's nothing worse than that, honestly. People complain so much and you have limited ability to change things. Oh my gosh, that's a really good selling point.
It's so stressful and also so personal. Like, they know what's best for them. And if they need help, we have a team of in-house licensed agent who will help them out. All you need to do is set a budget. We'll help integrate within your payroll systems. We'll take care of payments. We'll take care of your employees. That's it. So you're just setting a budget.
That's cool. And you guys presumably help them set a budget too, right? Like, you're telling them, you're not, you know, hey, you don't need to pay for this, or this is what most companies do, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we'll pick a reference plan out, and then usually we'll benchmark, like, do you want to pay 100, 75%? Do you want to pay for dependents? And then we'll show you those numbers and create basically the funding tables for you.
Love it. Love it. Okay. And then for the big companies, is the same? Like, I'm sure they don't like picking out plans either, but
it's also the same. But I would add this: most large companies, we did an analysis of actually every single large employer in the country, and we found 5,000. That doesn't sound like a lot, but these 5,000 employ 20 million people.
Oh my gosh.
Who can save at least $250 per employee per month.
Oh my gosh.
So I can say, like, with certainty.
Is that $50 million?
More.
500? More. My math. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
So my message to large employers is, I'm almost positive you're overpaying for health insurance, and I've got a solution to help you out.
I love it. So. That's really awesome. Okay. How do people get in touch with you if they want to, or get a demo or just hear about it? Like, where do they reach out?
Yeah. So you can visit our website. We are at ventur.com, VNTEUR. Our name, by the way, is a mix of adventure and entrepreneur.
I've always wondered about that. I was going to ask you. That's cool.
And you just need to think about, you know, like, if you're looking to make a change on health insurance, be an innovator, take yourself out of your employees' intimate personal health decisions, we're here to help. Or if you need help with looking for extra cash to help you, you know, to like help you save money, we're here to help as well.
Also, it sounds like employees will be happier. They get to pick what they want. Yeah. They pick something that's suitable for them in their state, wherever they are. I mean, that's a win. I remember when we started hiring remotely in, I think, like 2018, maybe. I don't even know, 2017. And all of a sudden our Florida people and our Texas people were paying way more in benefits because we were like a covered California weird thing, and we had to change benefit plans to even it out. So I've seen this, and also we saved a lot of money doing that too. So yeah. I know this kind of stuff can work, and the fact that you've like got it down to a science and can make it easy for everyone is really, really cool. All right. Well, give my best to your brother, and congrats on all the progress. And like I said, I've seen you since probably two people and an idea, and now you're a full-fledged kicking butt startup. Is really exciting. So I'm really happy for you.